What up, y'all? It's another Sunday, as y'all like to call it, Sunday Fun Day. Back up in this thing. No emails because y'all don't like us no more, I guess.
If y'all do want to email, though, you can. UptownENTBoys@gmail.com. That is UptownENTBoys@gmail.com.
Email us anything. Talk about what you want to talk about. We'll comment on it. Don't be shy.
I thought you was about to hit that Aaron Hall, that don't be afraid.
Oh, man. Is that your throwback?
Nah. You know what? For a minute, I was going to go ahead and I was thinking about doing an R. Kelly song.
Shit, go ahead.
Man. Well, I do throwback later on, but before we get into our first topic, that made me think of something. Speaking of them two, R. Kelly and Aaron Hall, you remember when they had that beef back in the early 90s?
The heck was they beefing about?
They was beefing about the most, I don't want to say gay, but the most feminine thing I guess two guys can beef about. They was beefing about stealing each other's style because, you know, R. Kelly, when he first came out, he had the shaved head, and Aaron Hall, I guess, shaved his head around that time.
Oh, because he had the box. That's right.
Yeah, they was arguing about who copied who, and Aaron Hall was like, I've been here, and this new Jack trying to come up in here, and blah, blah.
Oh, Lord. He didn't take all his women, that's what it was. Well, no, he didn't take all his women, my bad.
Man, so that joint was age. You got a point there.
Yeah, so I don't know what he was hating for. Shit, there is mess enough pie for everybody, man. Kate, dang, everybody was getting in the mix.
I think it's just like, especially around that time, like we talking about like what, like 91, 92 or whatever. And it wasn't that many bald head dudes. I know everybody bald now. Everybody, you know, didn't embrace it and just like, you know what, I'm just going to go and cut this off because number one, it's easier if you know what you're doing. It's more convenient because you ain't got to go nowhere to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of these dudes been getting called home for years though with their hairline.
Just let it go. Just go on, let it go.
Everybody can't afford to get the Tiger, Tory Lanez, LeBron hair surgery.
Man, I don't even know what LeBron doing, because last time I looked at his head, so the top of his head looked like, you know, like one of them old school video games, the water's in it, and like one of the PlayStation games where the water didn't move, but it just looked all faded and stuff. So the top of his hairline looked, I was like, bruh.
I was just about to say that, dog, because you know, in that bubble, he was mad. He was mad about he was talking about, man, we need to get some better barbers up in here. They talk about I couldn't bring my barber with me. I'm like, nigga, you ain't got no hair.
Wait, dog, they just spray paint your stuff.
them barbers in that bubble probably be joning on Brian.
I'm like, man, what you doing with this little shit? Just tell me, say, look like a maxi pad. I'm like, come on, man.
Go ahead, dog.
Like, just let it go. Get everybody talk about it. You had, like, didn't KD grow a mohawk?
Did he? I ain't seen KD in a minute.
I thought he was out in the crowd, man, during the Nets game. I'm like, you out here growing your hair. You ain't even brushing that shit.
Hey, but you see. Hey man, I think that's just like a young dude thing though, with not wanting to brush your hair for some reason. I don't know why that trend got started, but it's a trend.
He got the African. I think he think his hair curling up, but it's not. I don't know what that is.
It's African. Those some mini huts building on his hair.
Right. I'm like, there ain't no curls because if you pick that mug out, the little comb part gonna break off.
Man, Hey, that's another thing I feel like people should be using. I mean, I use it like on my beard because it seemed like it worked better for like my hair texture, which my hair texture is, I ain't even gonna say my hair texture is nappy. My hair texture is wavy. I be using like wooden combs. I went and bought like a few like wooden combs. I got like a wooden pick, a detangling comb, and then I got this brush that the bristles on it are bamboo, made of bamboo. So it helps with like carrying like you putting products in your hair and just help with carrying like the natural oils, help distribute and that stuff. So you ain't just got like a big hunk of product in one space.
I'm gonna have to check that out because I cut my hair all the way out, starting over. I'm growing it back out.
For
My
real?
breast, mine don't stay like mine don't stay down. They just curl right back up. I'm
Look
trying to
at
get
you,
the new
dog.
style. Right, it's quarantine, man. I'm trying everything. Shit, I'm bored as a mug. Yeah.
Bored in the house.
Right. I'm like, dang, I'm finna grow this mug. I even dyed this motherfucker. I ain't even gonna front.
You dyed it. What you? Well, hold up. Whoa. We thinking about this right now. Wait, dog. What made you do that?
But first of all, my hair texture, I can't tell like what's growing what because it's half gray and half black. I can't tell which direction is going in. So I dyed it. I ain't dyed like a crazy color, but shit, I just went with like a medium brown, dyed it. So I can see the hair pattern and everything. And I'm like, shit, it's cool. I mean, the gray's still growing in underneath it, but at least I can see what I'm cutting and how I can style it.
Damn. Dang, dog, you brave, man. I can't say nothing to you, man. Like,
Is what it is.
so what you trying to do is you trying to cover up the gray or what you trying to do?
I don't even know. I'm an experiment for real. I don't know what I'm trying to do. I told you it's COVID. You know what I'm saying? You do whatever.
Hey, man, because I show like, I mean, obviously I've been combing it and stuff like that, but I was already kind of like letting my beard grow out anyway. But I remember, because before COVID even started, like it was like early part of the year. I think it was like in February. I was interviewing for jobs, and I was trying to find somebody because the dude who used to cut my beard, he be moving too many different shops. And man, the struggle when you find somebody who like really good at what they do, a barber. And then, but why do it seem like the best barbers always got the most BS with them? So I kid you not, dog, in the span of 2 years, this dude moved to 12 different shops.
Why though?
Man, so it was always everybody else's problem. It was always like, man, the old boy who owned that shop, he was tripping. And I'm like, dog, like, and I'm like, yeah, man, it was time for me and him to stop fucking with each other anyway, on a business level, because it was a couple of times where I would show up and I would always make my appointment for like the first appointment of the day on a Saturday. And here I am sitting at the shop 7 in the morning. This dude come pulling up at like 7:30 ish or whatever. And saying still like sitting up in his car playing music or whatever, then get out. Of course he got some food with him. Like, hey, Steve-O, let me go ahead and knock this food out right quick.
First of all, okay, your tip on the line here. It's counting down.
And I'm like sitting there like gritting my teeth or whatever. And I'm like, and then of course, he one of them barbers who also, man, do. Hey man, it's like the episode of Atlanta, dog, where Paperboy went to go get his hair cut. He one of them dudes who like always gotta be like he always talking. He stopped literally what he doing, stop cutting and start talking to you. And I'm like, dog, you can still cut and talk to me, man. You ain't gotta be looking me in my face to talk to me.
Great. Hey, he wanted to know he was taking you on a trip. Oh, let me, I gotta go to
Dog.
my house. You gotta come with me.
Dog, man, no, that's the only thing he didn't do. But I'm like, bruh. So then eventually I just got tired of him. And then I've been trying to here lately, just trying to, well, before COVID started, I was trying to find somebody to cut it, and I just wasn't really happy with the way that they would do my beard. So I've been letting it wolf for a minute. And yeah, man, here now, whatever, like, yeah, all these grays just coming in up in my beard or whatever. And then people, like, when they see me out, they be asking me, they be asking me, they be like, damn, you ain't gonna family members. They be like, damn, you ain't gonna do nothing about that gray. I'm like, for what? It ain't bothering me.
It's there. Like, where they even going over? You want me to get what Will Smith have in that movie, Cocoa Butter Moon Knight or some shit like that?
I'm like, nah. Nah, that gray staying. That gray staying, I don't know what to tell you. It ain't bothering me.
Because my wife was like, why don't you get like it? Because she saw the dye. She don't like it. She liked the gray in the hair. And I'm like, man, I'm just trying to, I'm bored. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm not
Just
doing my beard,
process.
though. I don't want no dye on my face.
Man, and see, that's another thing
That's
too,
where
because
I
I'm
break
like,
out.
right, because I'm like, dude, I got sensitive skin on my face, dude. So ain't I don't know why you would think I would want to try something like that.
I'm like, look, I'm 37. It's just there for me.
It's there, right? I don't like I man,
Even though
I
I had
stopped.
it since I was 25, when the beard tried to grow in, the gray came out. I'm like, oh, okay.
Man. Hey man, them women folk dog, they be liking that gray.
Distinctive gentleman.
Make you look distinguished and shit.
Ain't got no my shit don't even grow, so I just keep it trimmed. And Patrick, I'm too old for this, man. Come on. Either the gray come out or whatever, something. Like I can't, I still ain't had a full beard on the side of my face. I just shape it up like I had one.
Hey, but you know what though? I can't even hate on it because you know, dudes been doing that for years, especially here in the past few years where beards have became popular and stuff, and everybody trying to grow one. Man, I've seen a lot of dudes be trying to take that peach fuzz. They be having like less than you did, and like be trying to like shake that joint up, and I'm like, dog, now who you fooling?
Hey, dude, take the little I shit, I'm about to buy, I'm probably gonna buy one of the little measuring things and start to cutting it. But them cats use that to spray paint. I'm like, oh, I saw all of the techniques, man. Like, I wouldn't do that to a kid though, man. There's one barber I'll be watching on YouTube all the time. He be kind of spray painting, darkening in like the cuts. Because you know, sometimes kids, like especially light skinned mixed kids, they don't have enough hair on the side to fill in, so they be spraying and filling in. I'm like, nah, I ain't doing that to my kid.
Yeah, man. I mean, to each his own or whatever, but yeah, I'm with you on that though. I can't be, I just can't picture myself doing that.
You gotta keep doing it then, nah.
Yeah, I just can't picture myself doing something like that. I'm like, look, man, I mean, granted, I know, you know, I guess hashtag blessed or whatever. But yeah, it's just like, I mean, I never really thought about it, dog, because I'm just like, dog, if I couldn't grow a beard that I liked or whatever, I just leave it alone. I ain't about to be walking out here looking like Anthony Hamilton and shit.
Not Anthony Hamilton.
Hey
He
man.
got them little knots on the side of his face.
Hey man, that shit looked disgusting, dog. And I'm like, nigga, you got money now. Why is you doing this?
You can cut that off.
I don't know if he felt. Hey man, you know what though? That was probably his look, because you know, you know, niggas always have a look.
He did have that old, like I'm a rich wino grunge look. Is that what you say, that rich? Yeah. That's how he looked. Like he a wino with money.
I'm with you on that.
Like, dang, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Oh, dog. Speaking of rich, do we want to go on ahead and talk about the richest versus battle that anyone has ever seen?
Two chains.
Oh. Hey, man. So Admittedly, I didn't watch the whole thing because I don't never watch the verses when they be live on Instagram. I usually wait and go and find them on YouTube, like on like Revolt TV's channel.
Yeah.
But did you watch it live?
Man, no, I watched the clips because the internet was messing up.
Okay, because I was just about to say, I was like, dude, because when I was watching the Re Revolt one, I was like, man, that sound kept on dropping out.
I feel like that exposed 2 Chainz because when he played Duffel Bag Boys, I'm like, wait a minute. Why he don't flow like this no more?
Because he started doing that Hulk Hogan, like Hulk Hogan be doing that cuffing, putting his hand behind his ear to the crowd. Because I forget what it was, because it was something. Because I think it was on like the remix of Duffel Bag Boys, where that it wasn't the original. It was the remix where he started doing that rapping like he doing now.
I mean, he keep rapping about the same thing. You know, they called the bottom Wildin' Out. He was like, "Oh, is that how I sound?" Like, yeah,
Done. Yes.
motherfucker. Where you
Who
rap?
was that? Crank Lucas. Crank Lucas. He always be doing. He always be doing impressions of these dudes rapping. These dudes rapping or whatever. And he did one or 2 Chainz, and man, that shit was spot on.
Got the extendo. That's a long joint. That's an extension cord. Like, what? I be
He
listening
having
to stupid shit there. I'm like, man, I don't know. It's the beat, maybe.
be having to explain it to
Like, what is this dude rapping about? I'm like,
him.
all right, Duffel Bad Boys. I was like, oh my God, man. He did change his flow. Because I was like, I could have sworn I used to listen to Titty Boy all the time. That's his old name. Before he switched it to 2 Chainz.
For y'all that don't know.
He was with Ludacris disturbing the peace. He was the one who
Dog.
was talking shit on Ludacris on them songs.
Well, everybody was talking shit about Ludacris. Wasn't they like I know most of the time with a lot of these labels, I think No Limit is the only label that I remember that people ain't been talking to, that I ain't ever heard somebody say, hey man, they them dudes fucking me out of my money. But like it seemed like everybody on Disturbing the Peace was talking about like, man, I got fucked out of my money.
Yeah, worry where they at now? The only person that survived was 2 Chainz.
Yeah, because Shauna, I mean, I thought Shauna had talent, but Shauna ain't nowhere. Chingy definitely ain't nowhere.
Howard, yeah, he I don't know what he doing. What happened to what's that dude?
I-20.
Yeah, I-20.
You know what? Was I-20? I don't think I-20 said anything bad about Ludacris. I think he had a problem with Shaka Zulu, who Shaka Zulu apparently was Ludacris' manager, and he apparently was the one who was doing all that shit and disturbing the peace. But it was just easier just to go with Luda. But I mean, it's just that's just kind of like bad business or whatever. Like, dude, you signed to a nigga who signed to another nigga. So I mean, and then of course, Luda ain't got no time to be doing the hands-on day-to-day stuff because he was still an artist himself.
What happened to Lil Fate?
After that grow that star verse on Growing Pains, wasn't that
Yeah.
the song? Hey, y'all don't know what happened to Fate, dog. Hey, man. I probably should Google it because Fate might be dead, but I'm just gonna not say anything bad about him. How about that?
He was like an AJ Johnson in a rap game.
You wanna maybe explain that
I'm gonna leave it just like that. Your imagination.
Hey man, but I don't have any idea who won the battle, and because I mean I think I know I like how because I think they just did like that it's just another day in the life of the goddamn boss, and I'm gonna go back to that in a second. But Ross did that song, and then Chains played man, he played Fez watching.
Look, all 2 Chainz probably had to do was play that Fez. Was that no, he what else did he have?
He played that one song too. Damn, why he played Watch Out Little Bitch after Ross had played Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It. And I was like, that shit might be a tie because Watch Out Little Bitch was great.
Right. I had to pick out the top 20 songs that they would play. I was like, yeah, Watch Out Little Bitch. You Get the Mail. Yeah. What's the other 2 Chainz songs? It's like Young Dro song, Car Ain't Got No Roof, but his some.
Oh, no, riding around and I'm getting it.
Yeah. That song though. Did they play that? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think I watched I watched like about like 10 minutes of it. It had just got to the part where Ralston took his damn shirt off. And then that chick came out and started giving a massage. And I was like, man, I don't want to watch no more of this.
Oh, so you didn't see where the strippers came out there, huh?
They had strippers?
Oh, yeah, you missed it. You need to go watch it. You just need to watch it. Look at Ross's expression when the strippers came out, dog. That dude was hungry. Wait, he was looking at like her like she was all flats. And he was on the splits. He was like, yeah. Look at his face, dog. I think you see a little piece of drool just coming out. That dude was all in it. I ain't never seen no dude like look. Go, man. Look, go watch it. That part, man. I was like, this dude into it.
You see, he was looking at her like all flats.
Like, dang, that dude. He obvious. Like, he was thirsty. He was like, wow.
Man.
I'm like, what are you doing? She was just in the splits.
That was enough for him. Man, but I do want to go ahead and go and talk about something right quick. So while I was watching the verses, and we talked about this in pre-production, but while I was watching the verses and Ross was doing his thing, and I'm like, I had a moment and I said, you know what? Damn, I do remember. Yeah, Ross was a correctional officer, but he was doing what most rappers do, talking shit about people snitching and working with the police and stuff like that in his songs. But I'm like, nigga, you was a correctional officer. Now, I know people can say or whatever, like, oh, he was doing dirt when he was a correctional officer, though, so it's different for him. I know people be making excuses for folks who they like.
Hey, he had a box with no mustache. He was just a big dude. I'm like, some kind of beard, dog. You looking like South Park character. Go ahead.
But that's the way they got to do when, you know, hey, he do look like a cartoon character, dog. You sure right, man. That motherfucker, like, cause he got them big eyes, like Family Guy or American Dad.
Yeah.
but so Ross was like talking that stuff, whatever, and everything, and it made me think, like, how the hell did Ross survive that? Survive working for the working, you know, having a job or whatever and stuff like that, and then was lying about it or was denying when the rumor first came out that he was a correctional officer. I think it was Trick Daddy who had told everybody, because it was after him and Trick Daddy fell out. And you know, you got people like it's out there, and Ross was denying, and then
saw the piss.
Yeah, at some point somebody uncovered the pictures. Like I said, I think it was Trick Daddy who put the pictures out. But basically, you know, he got found out. And everybody was like, oh man, his career over with or whatever, man. You can't be working at law enforcement and be rapping, especially about the stuff that he rapping about. And then that's when a lot of people finally realized that he actually had taken his name from Freeway Ricky Ross, notorious drug dealer.
Right, which Freeway came out in the video, talked about it, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he filed legal action against Ross to not be able to use his name no more, something like that.
Go where he ain't got no power behind it, a name that Ross probably copyrighted. It was too late.
Right. Yep. Basically.
I'm
But
like
it
a
made me, but it made me think he used to. It made me think about Tekashi, man, because I'm like, dude, all these people riding on Tekashi. And, you know, whatever your opinion on it is, whatever. But I'm like, all these people riding on Tekashi, but we celebrating Ross, though. And it's like, what, like, ain't they kind of like, ain't the sin the same? It's just a sinner who doing, who is this a different sinner? Like, I don't understand.
Man, look.
I mean, I know a lot of it is based off of is based off of basically whoever you like.
They need to leave Tekashi alone. Like, I think this dude low key smart, and every time they try to come after him, he come back with a comment like, "Damn, yeah." And then y'all can't did nobody reply. He's still around. He even talked about this. I think we keep saying this on every podcast, but he's still in the media. What I text you, what he say last time? Somebody was like, "Why you got security?" And he was like, "He said, hey, what fuck you mean why I got security? Why is your favorite rapper dead with bullet holes in his head?"
Oh, yeah.
And
Hey,
I was like, "Oh, snap." He
and I
was like,
bet he got a good point, dog.
"Yeah, he was like, you love Nip. You love he was talking to all the rappers that just been slaying. He was like, shit, you should love security."
Yeah.
Why didn't they
It's like,
have security?
man, that whole keeping it real shit, it like in the infamous words of Dave Chappelle, when keeping it real goes wrong, because everybody want to keep it real and stuff like that and be around all these cats, and it them people, a lot of people do not have your best interests in mind, dog. They just be trying to come up off of you.
Right, Tekashi, I'm gonna tell y'all look at him like he does. He got common sense, and he didn't already hit y'all with the common sense, and but y'all not following. Y'all just looking at him as a snitch. I'm like, well, this dude clap back every time somebody say something, and like shut it down every time. I mean, you may not like him, but I'm gonna say leave him alone. Don't even mess with the dude. He outsmarting y'all.
I think Meek pretty much gave up talking about him because Meek was riding on him pretty hard, and then Tekashi was like, "Dude, you know, okay, you want to call me a snitch? Yeah, guess who else in the snitch registry? Your damn manager." And he just started naming all these people who was affiliated with Meek, and he like, "Yeah, so, but I'm a snitch though. But you work with these people every day, and you don't say nothing about them." And Meek ain't said shit since.
Guess who chimed in with him? Nikki. See? And then I'm sitting here like, yeah, talking about this dude. I'm like, stop.
Just stop.
Like the game. Like, you gotta do is leave because you ride him, let him make his music and be on because he finna expose everybody. He
Yeah.
got him.
Dude, and you know he got the information because he working with the feds. Like he could, like granted, I know they probably ain't supposed to tell him this stuff, but how, you know, I mean, he's still on like some kind of protective custody, ain't he?
Man, I don't know what he on. I just know he used to be riding with like 20 security guards.
Man.
And yeah, they probably FBI agents, some of them.
But that's, I mean, it is smart of him though to have security, especially. I mean, why would you not have security when all you motherfuckers been talking about like, oh, he gonna get murked when he come home? It's like you damn right I'm about to have security. Y'all niggas been talking about y'all gonna kill me when I get out.
And like I think he said, he was like, "What happens when you stop paying your friends? They coming after you." But y'all paying these people, like, but then when there's something wrong, y'all they different. Everything to change. Like Boosie, I don't know why he be running his mouth on Vlad, man. That dude stay on Vlad.
Boosie just like having somebody to talk to.
Look like he a motherfucker that look like he needs somebody to talk to. Just look at his face. He's like a little kid on Vlad.
He look a dude. I bet his kids probably hate him.
He look like he still sound. He sound like one of them ITs from the hood.
Hey, he do kind of look like somebody said he looked like Florida Evans on crack, nigga.
You got the like yellow eyes. I'm like, that it weird. Boy, you need to stop.
Boy.
He still got that box. He got that box from he got that Poetic Justice box. What's his name? Joe Torre.
A St. Louis legend.
Yo.
I thought you was about to disagree. I was like, all right, we about to shit on Joe now, which I'm okay with it.
You don't like Joe Torre?
No, I ain't got nothing against Joe Torre.
Oh.
But I was going to, I mean, if you want to shit on him, I was going to jump in. I mean, I'm cursing.
That's a WJ legend. Hey, I know. Hey, I'm gonna give y'all something. I'm gonna give y'all a throwback. This ain't like a movie. This is like a show. HBO is called Snaps.
Snaps. Oh,
Yeah, Michael Blackson used to be on there. Monique was on there. Ricky Smart. Man, go YouTube it, y'all. It's called. I think it's called HBO Snaps. Actually, they got YouTube clips of that. They was joning on each other. Comedians were joning on each other back then.
I was gonna say, wasn't that the show where they were sitting at that table and just flaming each other for like an hour straight?
Nah, it was like a stand-up. Like they were, yeah. This, I think I was in the fourth grade when this mug was on TV.
Damn, nigga, you old.
Shit, we've been same boat. That's like the content was good back then. I miss the days where you just watch a TV Guide channel. Yes, motherfuckers, you could watch a TV Guide channel because they had information.
I was gonna say, you know, a lot of these youngins don't even know what a TV guide is.
Right. Shit, Netflix, I guess. When you scrolling through the Netflix boxes, that's what the TV Guide used to look like, except it did it on its own. That's when you had to.
Man, that's like a year. Oh, you know what, man? You know what? I was mixing up Joe with another comedian from St. Louis. That G thing.
Man, I forgot about him. Is he alive?
Don't know G thing. I don't know if Gary, because that's his real name, Gary. Because we used to live across the street from his beauty shop that he used to own on Natural Bridge.
Was he the one with the ponytail?
Nah. Don't know who you talking about. But
No. Because you know the cats are all the dudes who used to own the beauty shop back in that timeline. They wore like them like I don't even them six shirts and they had the ponytail.
Yeah.
Just had like this like aura about them, like this Rick James aura. I stayed away from them places.
Why you stay away from them places, B?
Cause that's back then that's criminal activity. You don't know what's about to go down. You said Natural Bridge.
Hey man, but you know what the whack part about it is, man? They had the nerve to call that area like the actual municipality name was Beverly Hills.
Is that
Why they
why
called
to the hill?
man? Why they called it that? I still don't know. Oh, you know what? You got anything else for that versus battle? I know we kind of got derailed talking about snitching.
Oh yeah, it all tied together. Shit, no, I know I got some other stuff. I want to address the them comic book people,
Okay, go ahead.
because I didn't saw a meme saying who had the best universe, Marvel, Disney, and some other people. Forget. I'm like, oh, how these came up into play, but they never had DC on there. Like, I'm trying to figure out. Like, wait a minute. And then somebody in the comments said Disney didn't have a universe, a
Yeah,
shared
dude.
universe.
Well, I get no, they do if you count the MCU.
They
Because
didn't. It
are
Marvel.
they.
Oh, so it was Stan Lee's Marvel universe. I'm like, but how y'all not have DC on here? Like, what do you? I don't know. They need to explain these memes because I don't know what you mean by who had the best universe.
So are they only talking about like, are they talking about strictly comics or are they talking about TV shows, cartoons, movies? What are they talking about?
It's the comic book group. They're talking about TV content.
TV. Okay. Well, what?
So it don't make
Then
sense.
you really should put DC on her because DC was in the TV game before all the motherfuckers. Well, before Di well, except Disney. But then what are they talking about? Like a Disney shared universe, though? Like, what are we talking about? Like Goof Troop and DuckTales and Darkwing Duck? Because those are a shared universe.
That's why it didn't make any sense. It says, who created the greatest universe? Stan Lee, Marvel, Walt Disney, J.K. Rowling, and Harry Potter. That's what threw me off of the Dragon Ball, Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, Star Trek, Star Wars, Pokemon, and Chronicles of Narnia, which I'm like, wait a minute.
What?
Yeah, then the comment. One dude said Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars. And this other dude said Disney doesn't have a share, have a universe in his opinion. When they hit you with the IMO, that means they don't want to argue.
Or they ain't got the ability to argue.
But the
But he
greatest
might be.
universe. But you don't have DC on there. Game of Thrones. So. You can't say Disney doesn't have a universe. I'm gonna put that out there because you got Game of Thrones on here, and that's just a series. That's just one book. What
Right.
do you, Disney got stuff, and I'm confused. That's what threw me off. Other than the fact that DC wasn't on there, because
I mean, because it sounds like they're going with cartoons. If that's the case, then you gotta throw in them BTAS, that's Batman the Animated Series, because that was shared with Batman Beyond, the Superman series, the Justice League Unlimited. And if you really want to get technical or whatever, then you got some of the movies, some of the DC animated movies tied into that Return of the Joker, Batman Beyond, and they've kind of like, even though the artwork is different, it's been kind of like a little nudge, wink, wink that original Teen Titans one. No, the original Teen Titans. I think like it's been like a nudge, wink, wink that it was that was in the same universe too. They
right,
just never came out and confirmed it.
let's not forget about Scooby-Doo and Super Friends.
Oh shit, not the Super Friends. Uh-oh.
Now, the mad scientist Lex Luthor.
Uh-oh.
They just hate DC that, but that's what I'm saying. Look at the hate. You put Pokemon in there, that's how you know it's hate.
I don't even understand why. Like, dude, y'all hate everything DC. Like, we not about to sit up and act like cats wasn't rushing home to watch BTAS back in the day.
Right, the only cartoon that had real bullets in the intro.
Man, that shit was so far ahead of its time, dog. See, you know what, man? These cats can't appreciate what we
They
were
strict.
given.
Because look, you talking about these universes, DC is Warner Brothers. Now we gotta go Animaniacs, Tiny Toons event. Like, how y'all leave out DC? You're Warner Brothers.
You would think some of these dudes is getting some of these men and well, I can't even say men and women because I don't really see women arguing about stuff like this. Even, granted, there are women nerds, obviously, but I don't even see them even arguing about stuff like this. They normally just be like staying out of it.
They
And
some
yeah.
like that's how you dick ride. I'm like, Stan Lee just had Marvel, Warner Brothers, and DC been shared that they had the Ultimate Universe because it's always in their cartoons, Looney Tunes.
Freakazoid,
Come on.
the Zeta Project, Static Shock. I mean, I don't understand, number one, how you leaving them off the list and yeah, I mean, saying, oh yeah, dude, because maybe it's because they know if they put them on the list and it's just gone, they don't want to give DC no credit because for whatever reason, these dudes hate DC.
Look, I don't get it, man. Like they just like they provided, yeah.
Man, I don't, I like I said, man, I don't understand how you don't, how you just, which I know it's some fanboy shit, but Dude, you getting so far in the weeds that you can't even admit that the people on the other side are at least, they've at least done some good things.
Man, it's just they trash, man. They putting on their clown shoes to go argue on the internet about Marvel. That's all it is. I ain't got nothing really against them. I only got something against them because the fanboys really don't like. I don't get it.
Yeah, but I think we talked about this on previous episodes though, B. It's just that fans will make you not like something, will make you not like something or someone just because you just like, man, I ain't got no time to be like y'all be so irrational when it come to just having like basic discussions about shit. And you be feeling like you gotta defend shit that the shit that you like. You like, cause these motherfuckers just try to shit on everything I love.
Right. I'm like, what? I like all this stuff, but y'all just pointing this out. Wait a minute. So when you start putting out facts, now that's when you gotta trash it. Just say you don't like it. I said that before on a bunch of podcasts. Just say you don't like it. Don't
And
sit
that's
up
the
and
issue.
say this ain't this and
But
this ain't that.
I think people just got a problem with just admitting that. I think they find that to be the easy way out, or they just don't want to admit to somebody on the internet who they don't even know. They don't want to just admit to that person, like, "Hey, man, you know what? You're right," or "You know what, dog? You can just like whatever you want to like, or whatever. You know, we can agree to disagree."
Right, that's just like the PlayStation 5 and the new Xbox coming up. Microsoft
Oh,
said,
shit.
Microsoft said you can use all your controllers on the new Xbox. PlayStation say you can only use your PlayStation 4 controller on PlayStation 4 games. Xbox, you can use them on the new games too. And then this is the people's arguments. Well, PlayStation 5 got a brand new controller. I really use the big fancy new controller because it's got the new features. I'm like, let's back that up. I was like, well, this is y'all be defending some dumb shit. Cause I was like, the Xbox controllers already had them features in it to begin with. So it was easy to transition. PlayStation 5 just not got them features that the Xbox One had in their controllers. So now they compromise. I'm like, y'all at a standstill. Like, so your PS4 controllers are shitty to begin with. You just had that little touchpad on it and a little light sensor bar. But now they added the stuff that the Xbox One controller had already had. That's the reason why they don't need to change nothing with the controller. That's what I'll be saying, man. Like, pick and choose your arguments.
Man, you know what though? I don't think that they able to or whatever, man. Because this is like, and then of course, everybody think that they coming in with facts, and it's like, are you really coming in with facts, or you just coming in with your fucking opinion? Because I see a lot of people arguing, and they be arguing based on their opinion. And
Exactly.
then when you, and then when you come at them with facts or whatever, they like, well, I ain't see that article, or or some shit like that. And it's like, okay, well, nigga, here go the article. Here go the article, or here go the evidence to support my argument. And then they want to act like you the problem, man. You going too far. You, man, ain't nobody, man,
Man,
ain't
they
nobody
be
doing all that.
like, well, they named this that. I'm like, do you ever think that stuff get patented and copyrighted, so they had to redo the name, but it's the same thing that the other company been doing. They just couldn't use this, they just couldn't call it that because it's patent. Like, look, man, that's what I was saying. You can't argue, like, people just be.
People be so fucking tied to their opinions, man.
I'd be like, this, you turning your opinion into a fact. I'd just be like, man, I just don't like it. But I actually like PlayStation, but these motherfuckers just made me hate the system because, like, they just be. I'm like, why are y'all riding so hard? Like, I'm confused.
Man,
I don't
they
even. This is plastic, but I don't even ride that hard for X. I just like it because I like the controller and the daggone service on it. But I ain't about to go in there and start capping how this is better than PlayStation. All until these cats come out and start talking about some nonsense. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Y'all fucking stupid. That's
Man,
the issue.
And I don't know if this was around before the internet and everything, but it's just, that's like I said, man, it's all people do on the internet now. It's just argue with each other about everything. And it's like, you don't even know this person. I remember when the internet first started and we had like, what was it, like the AOL
Chat.
and the Yahoo, yeah, the chat rooms. We had the chat rooms and everything, or whatever. Like, dude, you was just finding people up on there or whatever. And then y'all was just linking up and just like in the chat rooms, just talking about stupid shit and like laughing.
Right. Or they'd be like,
And
hey, they were teaching you like you can mod your computer, this stuff on there. Oh yeah, cool. That's how I learned how to do the emulators is from a chat room.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, okay, but then it somehow, some way devolved when I guess a bunch of unhappy motherfuckers who figured out how to use the internet just came on or whatever, then just started talking shit.
Hey,
And it seemed
school
like
though.
that's all it's been since then.
There was no like disagreements in high school unless it was sports. That was it, like nothing else. Like it was a lot of stuff that came out back then, but all I can remember is like your favorite player, like oh no, he had dunk on him, no, or
Was pe
whatever.
were
He ain't
people even
that deep.
disagreeing about like music back then, really?
No.
It was just kind of like, because especially, I mean, because we came up during like a heyday or whatever, especially like, what was that, like from 98 to two, probably like the year we graduated, 2002. Like, it was so much music being dropped. And this was during a time where like all the hot artists was dropping like once, maybe twice a year.
We had a lot of rapping and singing cats at our school, so they just probably half of them dudes listening to old music still. Not the new stuff. But some of them, I mean, I had to find the cat with the new that was buying all the Master P. Well, I knew this one dude. He was still in the Master P CD, the No Limit CD was from Best Buy. Actually, he was still in 64 games from Best Buy too. I was like, how you getting all these games, man? Oh. He's like, man, that
Hey man, that
game.
used to
He
be back
got
in
that.
the it was the Wild Wild West back in the day, man.
Right. He had got, I remember he told me he got banned from Best Buy. He got caught stealing. I was like, that's how you always get these $20 CDs and stuff like that. No limit, man. Hey, no, Mr. P was a colorful motherfucker, man. All his CDs, there was like different colors. Like, wasn't Ghetto D orange?
I think it was, yeah, I think Ghetto D was orange. And then they had like them kind of like little funny looking CD cases. Like, I never seen anybody who had CD cases like that.
Yeah, old Nickelodeon CD cases.
Yeah, because that wasn't the standard CD cases. That was like some other shit.
Yeah, Cash Money started doing that too.
Hey, this is a perfect transition though, dog. Had you been watching did you watch rather that No Limit doc on BET?
I'm hoping to come on Netflix. I don't have like them channels right now.
It was cool, man. I found out, I found out certain stuff about, because I wasn't like the biggest Master P fan, but I found out why he was so like entrenched in the West Coast, in West Coast music. Because remember, he used to be on them down south, I mean, them West Coast Bad Boys or West Coast Riders CDs.
Yeah.
And I used to always be like, how the fuck is he on there? This nigga from New Orleans. But I remember he used to always shout out Richmond, California. And I'm like, do we just know somebody there? Like, he actually had a CD store, a CD store out in Richmond, California. Because he moved, him and his family moved out there to get away from New Orleans, because he was literally like, the ghetto was trying to kill me. And he was like, dude, I'm not gonna live long enough to see my kids, graduate high school and all that stuff if I stay in New Orleans. Because he was like, dude, man, motherfuckers in New Orleans see that you're trying to make some money and trying to do something positive or whatever, they gonna start gunning for you. So he left, and that's how he ended up, because he started he owned a record store, and then eventually he started up the group True. But it wasn't the True that we know. It was like him and some other dudes, so it wasn't him and C Murda and Silk. It
That
was
was
him and some. Go
that
ahead.
song Hootie Who. Wasn't
Oh,
that them?
damn, that was them. Man, I forget about shit.
But that's, I'm sure what you see. You may not like Master P, but that song go hard when his verse come on.
Hey man, it is. I think my two favorite P verses of all time, and they came. It's kind of funny because they came at the end of his career, like after he said that he was done rapping, because he was one of the first rappers to do that, at least in our generation, to be like, I'm retired from rapping. But then, like a couple years later, they start rapping again.
Right, he came out with that last. That was the last Don, wasn't it?
Man. Hey man, that whack ass movie, the accompanying it. Hey man, shout out to the Firestarter podcast because they made me remember this shit. Remember when he tied that damn belt to that gun and then flipped it around that corner?
I'm done with that. Next, don't remind me of that because let me tell you something, man. When I saw that, you know, I was sitting up there analyzing it. No, every time I see something in a movie, like, I'll be analyzing it. And I'm like, what the, who put this in there like that? Like, what physics? And you just trying to make these dudes, you're going to have some kid trying to do that shit and shoot himself.
Hey, man, I remember seeing that joint. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's one of those things where you like, even though you're young and everything, you just like, that is literally the worst shit I think I will ever see in life. I don't think I ever see something that is so fucking, like, I don't even know if you want to call that shit cheesy. Like, they need to make up a whole nother category for that shit.
Mm. Wait, hold up. The Hot Boys.
Oh, nigga, with C Murder sitting up there with them glasses on.
Yeah,
we hot staying in the streets. We should call ourselves the Hot Boys. Yeah,
I still can't finish that movie to this day.
Hey, shout out to the aforementioned AJ Johnson, though. Hey, they showed a behind the scenes thing of that movie, and they had AJ on there talking. And AJ like, man, look, man, I love Master P. I work for Master P no matter what, because Master P makes sure he pay people, unlike Ice Cube. I said, see?
That's why you ain't acting right. See, you just got to learn how to keep your mouth shut and just go with it sometimes, I guess.
I said, see, everybody said that they ain't get paid off of Friday. Even Cube was like, dude, the only way I got paid off of Friday was after it got released or whatever and people started fucking with it. But he was like, I put what little money I had at the time into it. So it's only right that I get paid.
Right, he had to make his money back. I think John Witherspoon said he got, what, $5 million for that movie?
I think that was like back end money too, because he didn't get that money like when he signed on to do it. But John had the vision that a lot of these other cats be lacking. It's like, dude, like I know I talk about it like with the music stuff or whatever, like, because it ain't nothing more important than publishing. Like, as long as you got that publishing or whatever, you see it like, you even see it like with TV shows. Like, you have something written into your contract or whatever, like, hey, when this show goes into syndication, I get X percent of the syndication deal. So you literally making like passive money, but most people be just so entrenched and so enthralled with just getting that money, signing on the dotted line and getting all their money up front, that they don't think about, like, motherfucker, you could be caking off of this for years later.
They knew Ice Cube didn't have no money when that movie started.
Right.
Like, look when he just got on his own when he was writing that movie. And you got to think about the funding.
Mm-hmm. But see, nobody really want to think about that or whatever. And that's like my biggest thing where, like, I'm like, I don't know if more black people need to take business classes or what. Because, like, the information is out there for y'all. Like, you literally just got to go ahead and just crack open a fucking book, or maybe actually hire a good business lawyer, and they can explain all this shit to you.
Right. We already, look, that was a hood movie. Who watching that movie? Us.
Right.
I mean, I think it took a while for white people to get into and actually see, watch it.
Yeah. So, yeah, but
wasn't marketed towards, it was marketed towards us.
But but the No Limit Doc was I think for the most part it was good. My two favorite Master P verses of all time came on that Lay Low with Snoop. That Lay Low, I was like, okay, Master P talking some shit. And then with Master P, it was Scarface featuring Master P. It was called Homies and Thugs. Master P got off on that board, on that, but I think especially now, now given what's going on in America with the civil unrest and, you know, Black Lives Matter, and, you know, we finally having that conversation like Black ownership and stuff, Master P need to get some credit for, like, because Master P been talking that Black on for years.
I just don't have no attitude.
Well, that too.
Because you want people to come back, man. Stop tripping. And you got to change your business etiquette if you on Facebook.
You got to have some damn business etiquette.
Right. You don't be on your personal page yapping off at the mouth and then try to conduct business on your own. Like, come on.
You know,
somebody
dude, expose you. You know that dude who, well, I don't think he owns Sweetie Pies, but his mother owned it. What's his name? Tim. Man, he be on Facebook. Well, I don't know if he's still doing it, but it was one time he was on Facebook. Anytime anybody had something bad to say about Sweetie Pies, instead of maybe like, hey, can I DM you and, you know what I'm saying, figure out what the problem is or whatever, and we can come to a good solution on this. Like, motherfuckers couldn't even say that they just didn't like the food, not like be trash or anything. Man, it was one chick I remember who said, who was like, yeah, I went to Sweetie Pies for the first time and I ain't really liking it. And she was like, she was talking about like the mac and cheese was sour. And then people was in the comment section like, yeah, because they usually be making their mac and cheese with like sour milk. Like, apparently that's like a known thing. Dog, this nigga Tim went on this chick page, started taking pictures, screenshots of her, screenshots of her stats and whatever. Was like, you funky bitch, don't ever come out of your mouth to talk some shit about Sweetie Pies. You could never run a motherfucking business. You don't know what all it take to run a business and blah, 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 blah. And of course, some shit gonna be fucked up, but I'm doing my thing and fuck you, bitch.
Hey, who put milk in they macaroni though?
Man, look, this may not be the most popular thing to say, or it might be. Who knows? I'm not a fan of Sweetie Pies. I've only ate at Sweetie Pies once, and I'm like, this what y'all be hyping about? I'm like, y'all must not know how to cook, or have people in your family who know how to cook.
Because I could do baked macaroni. I don't use no milk products at all like that. Man, I'm trying to figure out where the milk come in at.
Hell, motherfuckers, I'm like, dog, but it does need to be and Black businesses, I need for y'all to stop sitting up feeling personally attacked every time somebody say that your business ain't five star. How about you just learn how to, if you're going to be a business, dog, you got to learn how to take constructive criticism.
Right, just fix it. Like, oh, that was nasty. Oh, let me try something different then. See if they like it. Maybe it's just them. Some people ain't gonna like it, so that's what it is. What it is.
Because you need to be discerning on if it's just motherfuckers hating on you, or if it's like, okay, maybe this is something I can grow from. But even if it is somebody hating on you, it's professional ways to handle it other than you going on there and cussing them out and shit. Cause that's gonna make other that man. I'm gonna tell you something right now, dude. I see some shit like that. That'll turn me off as a customer.
Yeah, I'm like, I ain't going to this. He gonna, if I say I don't like his shit, then man, he gonna diss me on that. We gonna be fighting.
Right, this nigga start talking about my mama and shit.
Right, call that girl a dusty bitch and put the pictures up on your page. Her brother's probably gonna come after you now.
Dog, it was one stat that she had put up talking about. It had nothing to do with Sweetie Pie. She was like, oh my god, y'all, I got the job. I'm so happy. And he was like, yeah, you broke bitch. I bet you is happy you got a fucking job. I'm like, whoa.
He was really mad.
I'm like, dog, she can't be happy. I'm like, so we shaming her because she got a fucking job and happy about it.
Hey, he was like, get caught out, I bet you gonna be like, oh, it was the opioids.
That dude, I was like, man, I'm like, dog. And I think because people was in the comment section asking him, like, dude, why are you going so hard on her? She ain't even say nothing like bad. Like, and y'all food is kind of trash. And he like, nah, because I'm sick of motherfuckers always having some shit to say about my business. I'm like, nigga, what?
Yeah, it ain't soul food no more. They got new cooks or something like that. Hey, man, I need to go back to Chicago. They got a soul food place out there named, I think it's called Rose. Man, that place was good.
You recommend it?
Yeah, no, I reckon because when I finished eating there, I we back to the hotel and I was knocked out.
Were you out like a light?
Yeah, I caught the train. Not the 757.
See. Hey, man.
Hey, y'all go to Chicago, check out, or if you living in Chicago, you probably already know Rose Soul Food Buffet. I went up for seconds. Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, I might check that joint out next time I go to Chicago.
Yeah, just take a Uber up there because you can't get lost in Chicago.
Nigga, I refuse. My little cousin actually, two of my little cousins actually went to Chicago about a month ago. One of them, he had just got a car. Yep. Wasn't in Chicago for like an hour. Some of he talking about some of like an African hit him fucked up his whole damn front end.
Yeah, man, don't drive out there.
Dog, Chicago, just from being there previous times, I'm like, Chicago is on my list of places I'll never drive in. Memphis is another motherfucking place. Like, I get real upset when I'm going to visit my people in Mississippi. And my pops live in Memphis, and I be trying to get him like, dude, just meet me in Mississippi. It ain't nothing but like a hop, skip, and a jump for you. Just meet me in Mississippi. And he'd be like, nah, just get off and just. I'm like, dude, I'm not driving in Memphis, man. Them gold teeth, dingy eyed niggas is not about to be hitting my car.
Did you? Okay, yeah, that's what it is. This is dingy eye. I like that.
Man, like, dog, y'all not about to be doing this to me. Because, like, man, I mean, you been to Memphis, ain't you?
That shit, I ain't been to Memphis since I was 15.
Man, that shit is crazy. Dog, like, I mean, and obviously, like, places like California are on the list too. Because it's just like, I'm not about to be sitting in traffic.
Nope.
But
I'm flying to Cali. I'm taking a train to Chicago and using Uber. Good.
Motherfucking Florida like that too, man. Especially you get down in Southern Florida, that motherfucker shot crazy.
Hey, just put me in a hotel next to the beach. That's all I'm going for. If I go to Florida, it's gonna be in Universal shit, or not Universal. Well, yeah, that too, and Disney World. So.
Yeah, man. Y'all be thinking people in St. Louis drive crazy, which they do. But man, take that shit out of town, dog, man. And then you more than likely to get shot, especially in Memphis. Your ass might get shot jumping out the car talking about some can we exchange some motherfucking insurance.
Hey, I'm. Hey, you bump in the back of my bumper in one of them places. I'm gonna keep driving. Hey, I got it. I pay for the insurance on that one.
Right, I'm gonna just go ahead and just pay the deductible and keep it moving.
Right, 'cause I know exactly what this is. I've seen this in the movies.
Yeah, man, but I like them places I don't be driving in, man. I can't, dog.
I'm like, dude, if we in the Uber. And they pull, I'm like, you gotta keep going, dog. Drop me off somewhere else. I'll call it. You handle that shit on your own.
I'm gonna call a connecting Uber.
Yeah, I'm like, nope. I'm like, what's close here we could run to? Like, yeah, get your. I ain't no witness.
Yeah, man, it's terrible, dog. Shit, yeah. Let's see, I had anything else on the No Limit documentary.
Look at that.
I know, right? We bring it back full circle, dog. Anything else on the, I don't think I had anything else on the No Limit doc. I mean, really, I did like this, though. I like how Master P, anybody, he literally had them interview any and everybody who had anything to do with No Limit. And the only way you didn't get interviewed is if you was dead or you just decided on your own you didn't want to speak. And I think that was like a breath of fresh air, because Pete was like, look, I told them to interview everybody who has something to do with No Limit Records, because I ain't wanted to just be me sitting up here talking about it. He was like, even people who probably got issues with me or whatever, I was like, still interview them, because they sounded the story deserved to be told too.
Yeah, Pete was always that dude, I guess, back then. So, I mean, he helped out Snoop Dogg and stuff, so.
Yeah, he had, they ain't going to how much money he had dropped to get Snoop off of Death Row, but because it ended up happening the way all that ended up happening, where Snoop was Snoop and Master P had met, and then Snoop and then P was like, you know, what you been up to, man? And he was like, man, I'm about to make a song called Fuck Death Row, or an album called Fuck Death Row. And P was like, hey man, y'all don't need to do all that. Like, let me go holler at you and see if I can make some work. And then Snoop was like, yeah, all right. And then, you know what I'm saying? Because who would have thought, because especially back in those days, man, dog, it was unheard of motherfuckers like switching labels, especially like big artists like that, like Snoop. That shit was unheard of.
Right.
And then, you know, Snoop came out. Snoop dropped 3 albums on Death Row. I mean, not Death Row, but on No Limit. He dropped 3 albums, and like them motherfuckers, like, was they had one point in there where they did a reenactment. Snoop was they was at a concert somewhere, and everybody was on stage and No Limit performing except Snoop, because they was gonna bring Snoop out like last. And so everybody on stage, well, I think they was doing like Make Them Say something like that or whatever. That's all day I think of, where everybody would be on stage except Snoop. And so Snoop back there chilling, and then like some dudes like from Death Row like ran up on him and was like chasing him through the back or whatever. And then they end up chasing him on the stage, and the tracks that they was playing like for the concert had like gunshots in them, but motherfuckers just saw people running, and then they heard gunshots, even though they was audio gunshots. And yeah, man, motherfuckers was just running and shit. And that's where that's how they ended up coming up with how C Murder ended up coming up with his verse for that fuck the mother niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. Yeah, cause he was like he was like, if anybody best with Snoop Doggy Dog, I'm a So I mean, and then the tail end of the documentary was like, cause it's a 6-part documentary. 4 or 6 part. But the tail end of the documentary talk about how like No Limit had a falling out with Beats by the Pound, what Master P had a falling out with them, and that was pretty much the end of No Limit at that point.
Dang, so that's okay.
That was pretty much the end, because a lot of people was getting mad though. Like the writing was kind of on the walls. A lot of people was getting mad because at this time, you remember, like, P ain't even like P the rapper. P like something else. Like, he was balling, you know, he's playing like in Toronto and all that stuff, whatever. And he like balling, you know, and stuff like that. So he ain't even there. And people like, this motherfucker trying to run a company and he ain't even here. And then they like the people who he did leave in charge, or, you know, they on some bullshit. So it was just like a bunch of people was getting mad. And then they was interviewing Fiend, and Fiend was like, dog, with Beast by the Pound left, shit just got real weird, man. Cause it's like, dude, these people knew our sound, and they knew how to work with all of us. Cause, you know, No Limit at the time, like, dog, they was dropping like, it's like they had an album coming out every week.
Right. What was that one group he had? Many Men or some shit like that?
Made Man or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm singing cats.
I really miss my homies.
Like he really wouldn't say, I don't know, man. He just had that singing look, I guess.
It was like dope to watch or whatever. Just to get like kind of like the inside story on some of this stuff or whatever, because it was like, oh, so that's how it happened, because they really like literally had like everything. They had like lyrical artists with like Nia X and Fiend, and then they had like your Get Hype cast with like Mr. Servo. They had like Soulja Slim on the label and stuff like that, and then you had P was like literally taking care of everybody. Like it was just like common knowledge that you signed a No Limit, we gonna go ahead and get we gonna go put $100,000 in your bank account that day, and we gonna give you a house. Like not just give you a house, like the house gonna be in your name in a gated community. And it's just the kind of like it's like yeah, that's your house, that's your house, and and you hear people like Snoop and everything talk about like how much stuff he learned from Master P, just like riding shotgun during this time with No Limit, and just being like, man, that business acumen or whatever, and learning how to actually run a business, because a lot of people started record labels thinking that that shit easy, and it's not.
Make your people happy. They gonna produce good product for you, man. A lot of people don't. If they mad, they not gonna work.
Yeah, man, that true statement. But yeah, overall the documentary was good. I still gotta find that Death Row documentary that BET did, but I think this coming week, I think it's this week or it might be next week, but they gonna I think it is next week. They got a Rough Riders documentary coming out, a multi-part documentary coming on BET next Wednesday.
Oh, okay, because I've been watching Drag On freestyles I mean, he still got it, man. I don't know what happened to his rap career.
I think Drag On just ended up falling victim to what a lot of them battle rappers end up falling victim to. It's like, yeah, they be spitting, but they can't really make songs.
Right. That's why I'm like, I'm enjoying the freestyles, but yeah.
Yeah, them. I mean, and no shade or whatever, but them dudes just they can't make songs, man.
I mean, he was getting off on them features, though. Hell
Hey,
yeah, some guns.
yes. I was just about to bring that up, dog. Juvie came. Do we fuck them 2 weeks until they come?
Man.
Man. Yeah, man. So I guess last topic. So we want to go ahead and talk about this. We're gonna talk about this executive order that President Heathcliff signed. Well, I guess I kind of can't take shots at him, even though I don't know what else was in the executive order. But we are gonna get another round of stimulus checks. I believe that was what the order was for.
That he'd be fucking over the old people. I mean, shit, me and Will were talking about this. He don't email in no more, but shit, I could say it's one of his topics. How like he's saying people on Facebook don't read like the bottom line of what's going on with the stimulus. It's like, oh yeah, he being good. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, it's well, not apparently, but it is illegal because it's got to go through Congress first, and Congress could still deny it. You know what I'm saying? The old people gonna get fucked over with their Social Security, and like it's affecting the health corporations or the health in the companies.
Dude, they've been trying to fuck over
Healthcare.
they've been trying to fuck over Social Security for years. Like I'm like, damn, dog, like I don't think there's anything left in Social Security for them to take.
Right. Just like yeah, if you think this is gonna pass through Congress, he signed it, but it's not legal. They still gotta approve it.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's another thing, like people don't really understand what like those bills and stuff like that, when they be doing like the bills and like the Congress and Senate, or any even an executive order, like people just be thinking that them bills is just like just the one thing. Like, now, a lot of times why them bills and stuff like that get held up is because, yeah, they have like that main thing that everybody gonna know the bill by, but then they got like about like shoot, sometimes 5 to 10 other things tacked on to that bill. And that's what holds stuff up, because you got this stuff up in that fine print or whatever. Like, yeah, everybody happy that they getting that they gonna get stimulus checks or whatever, but you know, we need to have stuff in that bill that like protects people from getting evicted during times like this, getting their utilities shut off during times like this, you know, and different things like that or whatever. Like, you know, maybe like, you know, some more money for like PPEs. And you know, essential workers, maybe they get like a pay bump or whatever. Like, yes, you're forced to work during this time, but maybe we can give y'all some kind of pay bump in addition to a stimulus check. So it'd be a whole bunch of stuff that goes along with that.
Did the people working from home gonna get that though? If they ever pass something like that? Because I
Man, I don't, but you know what though? It'll be kind of hard. I guess it'd be kind of hard to figure out who is doing what though. Like, I mean they, you would think they the government, they can find out whatever they want, but it'll be kind of hard trying to figure out like, okay, who's working from home and who actually has to go out or whatever. So who actually is actually taking a bigger risk, like people at the grocery store and stuff like that. So I guess they would just go by like you know, like whenever your last, you know, your W-2s from last year, who was that from? And then, you know, they see it as like, okay, that's a business that is still open, or it's an essential business or whatever. So we're gonna go and kick them down a little bit extra.
Because I heard one building got the shit, my building, somebody tested positive. You know, and then the other building where I came from, I feel like it's always a case over there. But I heard they're not really cleaning like they say they are.
They I think well, you know, they just coming up in there just doing that spray stuff, whatever, like, you know, because I think when all this started, people just figured out that was the quickest way to clean stuff, was just do like the just do like that spray mist over everything. So I think they doing that, but who knows if they using the right stuff to clean it with? Because remember for the company, we had that email that got sent out, talking about like, oh, our bad, we've been using the wrong hand sanitizer.
That's why we don't need to be at the building. You know what I'm
But
saying?
like, I'm like, what? I'm like, man, I'm like, boy, I'm glad my ass been at home. I'm like, boy, 'cause y'all like, but I keep on waiting. I keep on waiting for them to put something in where they like, hey y'all, everybody come back to work. We got plexiglass around that surrounding y'all cubes, so everybody come back to work.
That's what I was waiting on too, because you know they got that they trying to get people to. I'm pretty sure they're trying to get everybody to use that COVID time. That's not salary.
But you know what though? I found out something about that with the COVID time, because somebody I know, they ended up using it, which, you know, I guess they probably shouldn't, but you're not supposed to use COVID time. And I think this is like this for any company. You're not supposed to use COVID time until you actually find out that you have it, like once you get that positive test.
So this was going on. Now let me tell you. You can tell me why they're not supposed to use it. This would so I've been having issues with doctor notes because they, you know, it's got to be specific to what they wanted to say. And it was like, and if you have any more issues, you could talk to your supervisor and just use COVID time if you need to stay at home. You know what I'm saying? Even if I don't have it, I can still use it. So I'm like, well, they telling people you gotta stay at home to use it, because I don't think they want to pay that out.
But I do know other people. I know other people on the flip side. Actually, one of the previous groups I used to work with, they're being told that yeah, you can use your COVID time, but like you can use your COVID time if you want to work from home, if you're not on the if you're not on the shift, if this ain't your shift to
Oh, that's
to
illegal.
to come in, right? And I'm like, that's exactly what I said. I was like, dude, I'm already working from home. If you are working from home, what the hell they mean that you got to use your COVID time to work from home?
And that's some supervisor making some shit up. That's what that is.
Yep.
That supervisor get fired. Okay, cool. I'm gonna approve your time card. You got COVID time and you got work time. Like what?
Right, because you right, because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, dog, you double dipping at that point.
Right. So he's still technically they still getting paid out of the COVID time, but it's looking like OT.
I'm like, dog. If I'm using that COVID time, my ass, and these are salary people. So I'm like, dog, if I'm using that COVID time, guess what? My ass ain't turning on no laptop.
Right. I'm already getting paid.
Right. So what the fuck? But you know what, though, man? That's what a lot of these jobs, or a lot of these jobs will just say shit because they just be hoping that don't nobody challenge them on shit. A lot of these managers and directors and stuff.
Look, I'm trying to save you because if HR look at this shit and see what y'all are doing, y'all going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Because all it takes is for one person to go ahead and do it. And if local HR don't want to do it, I guess we're going to go ahead and have to talk to the ethics committee.
Yeah, so like these managers that's like snarky about, I don't even know why my manager not like that. The soups ain't like that. They're actually cool. Mm-hmm. Like the whole COVID thing. But yeah, I know like them call center managers though.
And they be they be getting personally offended, I heard, man. They be acting like you doing them dirty if you get sick and call out sick.
That's that power move, man. You get them a taste of power and they like, come on, it's not that serious. Like, this is serious. I mean, the sickness is serious, but, like, don't be getting offended by it. Like, it's that time. Like, what if I walked in here and sneezed all over the place and I just got everybody sick?
Hey, you know what, though? I thought about that, too. I'm like, man, that ain't happened to me or whatever. Everybody been cool with mine or whatever. Like, they ain't even asked me to redo my doctor's note. They just like, look, man, we understand. And it's one of them things or whatever, where because me, I would probably be ignorant. I would probably be real ignorant about some shit. If you telling me I gotta come in and stuff like that, I'd be like, man, I cough on all this shit.
the head HR lady over on our side, man, she'd be like having these conversations with people, and I'd be like, what conversations you didn't have with me? About mm-hmm. why my time was denied. I told the regular HR, like, she ain't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did I didn't know the doctor's note was bad. I gave her the doctor's note and I ain't heard nothing in like a few weeks to see if it was right or wrong. And she was like, she said y'all had the conversation. I'm like, she told me to call her and didn't even answer the phone.
Right.
And I emailed her twice and I ain't get no response back.
Man,
the HR chick came back from vacation.
I know somebody. I know somebody, and I had to tell them to not do this because I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that, or at least you should be telling people. But they straight up been recording calls they've been having with HR, and I understand where they coming from because it seems like in this day and age, man, you got to cover your ass with everything because somebody will tell you one thing, and then when you speak to them or they speak to somebody else, they be like, I ain't tell them that was okay. But it's bad out here, man. I'm like, damn, I'm glad I ain't got to go through that, but yeah, that shit be hurting, man.
And I ain't recording nobody because I heard that's illegal.
Right. If you don't let them know that you record them, I heard that too. That's why I'm like, oh, I ain't doing that. But you know, all right, man. So I know somebody who works at McDonald's. Why this motherfucker been sitting up complaining this whole damn time about the fact, mad that, you know, these people who are unemployment was getting an extra $600.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, well, that ain't fair. You know, I feel like I should get an extra, I should get some extra money because I'm made to go to work. And then they be like, well, I'm already not making that much money anyway. Nigga, you work at fucking McDonald's. Of course you ain't making that much fucking money. Ain't nobody tell your ass to be over 30 years old working at McDonald's. That's your fault.
Didn't they get 15?
Did they?
Wage, I think they did.
Nigga, if they getting 15, then that's a whole motherfucking problem because them niggas don't do shit.
Right, they just throw your food together. And I mean, they throw your food together, ball up the bag, and hand it to you out the window.
Dog, if they getting 15, then I'm going to need for them to go and set their customer service up, dog.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure they did. I'm going to have to look again, but.
And it ain't about the fact that I want people to kiss my ass when I walk up in places. That's kind of a lie. Yes, I do want you to kiss my ass. But,
in the month.
But, dog, like, can you at least maybe for a second at least act like you want me in here?
Pretend. Like, if I see you happy, you just give me the I'm coming back.
Exactly, man. That's why places like Chick-fil-A are so popping, and people love Chick-fil-A because that customer service, man, that customer service is second to none.
Man, I went to Panda Express. I went through the drive-thru. I usually go in, but I didn't want to go in this time.
You ain't want to walk through all that Corona.
Hell no. Look, I got a large drink, and this motherfucker filled it like it was a medium.
See?
And then, hold up, though. And then the size was like dripping with salt. I'm like, can I get a new cup with a new and fill it up to the top? And please wipe the daggone cup off. I ain't putting this in my car. You finna hand me a cup where you just spill soda all over it. And then I forget what he said. I'm like, I didn't give him my car yet to pay for the food. You know, I just drove off. I'm like, fuck it, man. You get ignorant.
Right. Why can't you just go ahead and do it? Ain't like you asking him to do something crazy.
I'm like, would you put this in your car like that? Nah, then don't give it to me like that.
And I understand that people who work in the food industry do have a hard job or whatever. That's why when I go to places, anybody can tell you, when I go to sit down places, I know you the same way, sit down, drive through. Like, dude, I am extra nice to these people because I know probably the person in front of me probably was an asshole to you or whatever, probably just treating you like you beneath them and shit like that or whatever. But if I'm being nice to you, I'm going to need for you to be nice to me. I shouldn't be pulling up to the damn window to get my food and you don't even greet me and you playing on your phone and you just don't even look up from your phone. Just hold the bag out.
Mm.
Like some shit like that or whatever. Like,
man, these people, some of them be on, like, if I shouldn't have to tell you how to do this. Like, common sense should tell you, don't give me no cup with no soda spilled all on the side. At least wipe it off.
I mean, because like you said, though, would you want that shit? Would you want that shit up in your car?
I mean, I'd constantly claim, like, damn, man, this dude didn't give me this cup. I'm like, I'm tired of wiping this shit, my cup holders and stuff, man. Like, come on. I just stopped doing that now. I'm like, man, can you please wipe it off?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, just give me a refund back.
Right.
Because
I ain't about to sit up here and argue with you about like some basic customer service.
Right. Because if that was, I'm like, nah, they don't want this in their car, man. Let me wipe this off, at least pour a new drink. And first of all, if I'm paying you, man, how you going to tell me what you can and can't do? Like, because sometimes I don't get ice in my drinks, and they just be putting that shit in there. It's like, oh, we got to put ice. I'm like, no, you know, you don't got to do nothing.
And you ain't got to do that shit. What?
Like, come on, player. Don't hit me with that.
They said they got to do it.
I'm like, nah, because I don't know if you claim, because I get skeptical about the ice machines. I don't know if they, you know what I'm saying? Because. It should be collecting mold and stuff sometimes, so I don't use it.
Right. Yeah. That's just like the ice machines they be having at work. I'm like, nah, dog. Like, plus, I even stopped using the water thing at work. I usually just go to Sam's and just buy like a case of liters of water, and was just like, I'm just go ahead and just drink this.
Right. Like the one at my house, I was cleaning out like the ice maker and stuff because I already know. I'm like, nah.
That's crazy.
And I know they plug the ice machine in some of them places, so it's probably collecting like mold and stuff. I'm like, I'm good.
Big good.
Give me my shit. There's like, you don't want to ice? I mean, look, the shit already cold. The ice is just a topping for some people because they want to chew on it.
Man, I can't do that, dog. Hey, man, that should annoy me when motherfuckers be chewing on ice around me. I get shit. I get so motherfucking mad. I be like, God damn.
You don't start biting on that shit.
Doing that nigga shit. I be so motherfucking mad, dog.
Be tearing that mug up. I'm like, man, what the fuck kind of teeth you got? You chewing on the ice.
Motherfucking piranha teeth or some shit. Oh man. Shit, you got time for me to hit my throwback? You know what, man? Against my better judgment, because I cannot lie, man, this joint was a banger. Yeah, my throwback is coming from Robert Kelly. Robert? That seems like you ready.
Okay. Seems like you're ready. Uh-oh.
Hey man, that joint was a certified banger, man. And again, like I be trying to tell y'all, I can say, yes, I like that dude music, but he's a trash person.
Mm-hmm. That was from 12 play, wasn't it?
Man. I had no business listening to that shit at that age, but I was jamming.
I remember playing it in the car. We first got, you know, you get the CD player installed. So back then, y'all, little cars didn't come with CD players. They had the tape deck, and you had to get the CD player installed.
Mm-hmm. Or you had to get the portable CD player that had the attachment with the little cassette tape on the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Which my mom didn't want to. She was like, "We're just gonna get the CD player." You can get the disc changer. Actually, she had the disc changer because it used to be in the trunk. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Yeah.
So she had the disc changer CD player. You had to go open up the trunk to change, put your stuff in. Mm-hmm. That's how I was playing that mug. And yeah, she having an R. Kelly and all this shit in there. I'm like, man, just play some Will Smith. I'm gonna hear Summertime. And hey, that's a joint. To this day, that's still a jam.
Every dog, it got to be played. It has to be played from like what, like mid March all the way until like probably Labor Day.
Yeah,
it has to be played. It has to be played. Dare I say, at least one time a day if you're gonna be out riding in your car.
Summertime. Ooh, man, I remember when that shit hit. Take me back.
If you're gonna be up in your Benzo on your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's.
Mm-hmm. That's a dude we went to high school with. I think his name, like, I forget his stage, like Soul Seeker or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I was about to say his real name. Yeah, go ahead.
He on IG, he did he had the Summertime beat and he freestyled over it.
He killed it.
Yeah, you know, he be singing. I don't know how he be doing his voice like that, because it's just the way he talked. But yeah, he did his thing.
Okay. All right. I'm about to go. That's on his IG page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go check that.
He got two songs. I forget the beat to the second song he did. But I think it was a Bone song he was singing over.
Okay.
But just to let y'all know, he a gospel person. So if you don't like that stuff, I mean, don't judge his music off of it, but that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Man, that made me think about something, dog. With me giving Robert that throwback of the week. He another dude who people just turned a blind eye to, but everybody's taking these big grandiose stands on 6ix9ine. Dude, everybody knew back in the 90s that he was messing with underage girls. Everybody knew. And all these people still kept on working with him. But now you got all these people coming out talking about they ain't gonna work with 6ix9ine because he was a government informant and all that. And my thing is, but But y'all didn't come out this hard against a dude who was a pedophile, though.
Right, he was out in the open, too.
And he was out in the open with it, and y'all was still working with this dude. So is it just because of a talent standpoint? Because, you know, I mean, a lot of people say that 6ix9ine is not very talented. I don't enjoy his music, the few songs I have listened to.
Man, is it me, like, hype, though? I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, man, I don't know if it's just a talent question or whatever. It's just like, okay, like with people like him and people like Ross or whatever, it's just like, dude, these people just so talented or whatever. Like, yeah, they morally, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff they do, but you know, I ain't about to fuck up my bag or whatever just because I got some damn, you know, moral stances on stuff. Is it kind of like situations with that? Like people just like, yeah, this dude on some bullshit, but he talented as fuck though.
Now I guess media wasn't what it was back then, like it is today. You had to go to the magazines. Sometimes, like if you watching like The Box or something like that, it was like, damn, R. Kelly messing with Aaliyah? Is this true, y'all? Mm-hmm. But you had to be in that outlet to, I guess, to get the real answer. And then as we got older, people start putting two and two together and start coming out with the real info. And you're like, dang, that shit was out in the open and nobody caught it until now. At least mm-hmm. most.
Or it might have just been one of them type of things where, yeah, it was like everybody knew. Everybody knew about it, but it was like with R. Kelly getting married to Aaliyah and stuff. Everybody knew that he was messing with her. But it was just like, man, whatever. Like, this nigga paying me, so I ain't saying nothing. Because I ain't about to fuck up my money. Like, right. You know, and people like, look, she got parents, and they should be doing something about that. That ain't my job. And, which is really...
Enough on, the way that the weird movie on BET or Lifetime went, I guess they I don't know what they gave her to him. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me or whatever. I'm just like just cringing the entire time.
Black folks and money, man.
Man, the root of all evil. I thought I had something else, but whatever. This has been over an hour or so. Whatever. You got a throwback?
Yeah, my throwback. And I still got to watch Ender's Game. I got to find it. And I haven't found it.
We had a special request.
And to rent. And like I said, if y'all got movies y'all want us to watch, man, email us. We'll talk about them. Anything on Netflix or whatever, suggest, just put that in the box, the email. Shit, my throwback is Big Bully. People probably forgot about that movie. Rick Moranis and Tom Arnold. you know, he sent Tom Arnold away over a moon rock or something like that. I ain't seen that movie in a minute. I might have to look that up and watch it myself again. Then I guess Tom Arnold had came back, and then I guess he remembered about the moon rock, and he was just bullying Rick Moranis like the whole movie.
Yeah,
it's a fun family movie. So all y'all love watching in the household.
Is it, I mean, what streaming platform is it on? Did you recently watch it?
I didn't recently, but it just popped up in my head. I saw a meme of the TV guide and it was on there. I was like, oh man, I need to find that movie. I haven't seen it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. So that's probably one of the movies you're going to have to get on Fire Stick, which I need to find my Fire Stick.
Damn, what the hell happened? Oh, I get it. Yeah, when you move, you forgot where you were today.
Yeah, probably packed it in a box of storage. Okay. I should have brought my comic books with me so I can catch up on some shit.
Tragic. All right. I'm just trying to think.
We had it cut out.
I know, right? Hey, man. No, yeah. Shout out to the aforementioned Will, the forgotten uptown ENT boy. Because Will the runner, he running that uptown kicks page, ain't he?
On IG, yeah.
Yeah, so check that out. Uptown Kicks, Kicks with a Z.
Yeah.
Shoot, man. Ain't you doing, you doing something. You doing something, because I know you always be trying to shout me out, and I be like, nigga, don't talk about nothing I got going on.
But you express them beats.
What, but I mean, well, yeah, I guess, yeah, hey man, anywhere that y'all listen to music at, look me up, Stevie Logan, Stevie Logan, my EP is out now called Celebration, check it out. Last time I looked collectively with all my stuff, at least on Spotify, because like the other places don't really release numbers like that on a regular basis, but on Spotify I got like a collectively a quarter of a million streams on my music, and thank you I guess to everybody, thanks to everybody who listened to it. And yeah, I'm gonna try to go ahead and keep on dropping more stuff. I'm thinking about, I'm probably gonna drop something if I can get everything straightened out with like the copy, if they get back to me enough time with the copyright, which they should, but I'm really waiting on trying to get the album artwork back. But I'm thinking I'm gonna be dropping something on Labor Day, just a single.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get this YouTube shit so we can move both platforms on the YouTube. Just trying to do like the kicks and it's uptown. So I'm just trying to figure out what content we can get better at doing to make it YouTube worthy.
I mean, get better. How you gonna get better than this? We killing it.
Yeah, I'm talking about like animation wise.
Hey, you, what you talking about? Like animating the stories, like when we talking about something, having an animated story to go with it.
Yeah, literally, if we talking about something, we just throw it up there on the screen. Article or some shit like that. People can look at it. Y'all can stare.
Yeah. All right. I thought you were talking about having like some cartoons, like acting out like stories when we tell it.
Shit, that'd be dope too.
That'd be hard body. Yeah.
Cause you know they got anime rap battles. Whoever doing that is like genius. I'm like, y'all tripping, but that should be funny.
Oh yeah, man. It's so many different ways to take this stuff. I think, and that's what people always tell me, whatever, they're like, man, like podcast. I'm like, dude, I think especially number one thing I can say about podcasting, just start it, because you wait so long trying to make sure everything's perfect. Obviously, you want to be quality or whatever, but sometimes you ain't got the money to just, you know, buy like fancy equipment and stuff like that. Or you ain't got the money to, you know, do like different things or whatever. Like, man, you know, shoot, when we first started this, and when I started like Life of Logan, I was just recording like in my car, like on lunch breaks.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just kind of like, you know, you just do whatever you got to do or whatever. Then hopefully eventually, you know, you strap onto it or whatever. Then, you know, you start building a base or whatever and things like that or whatever, because it's never going to be a perfect situation. That's what I'm getting at. It's never going to be a perfect situation. There's always going to be something, but you just got to just do what you got to do or whatever. And just, you know, put it up out there, man, and just have faith that somebody going to listen. And don't be a slave to the numbers either, because I know other podcasters who, like, they be talking about they look at their numbers every day, and I'm like, you better than me, because I ain't got the time to be doing that.
Right, I'm just trying to get this out and talk about what's on my mind.
Exactly, man, because you look at them numbers, because it's like when you become too focused on them numbers, It just seems like ain't nothing ever gonna make you happy. But as long as you got like some loyal, dedicated listeners or whatever, you know, all that other stuff gonna come.
Right. And then like some people only want you on their show if you got views, because they're trying to take your views.
Yeah, they're trying to siphon off of your stuff. Man, I had it happen to me a couple of times with Life of Logan or whatever, and I'm like, nah, man, I ain't coming up on there.
Yeah, now you ain't like, oh, because once they start asking you, it's like, how many views do you have? So we go, I don't know why. I can't just come up on your show and just shoot the shit. You just want my views, okay?
Exactly, because
Too many questions. I ain't gonna do it, man.
and that's part of the reason why we haven't really had any guests and stuff like that or whatever, because it's just kind of like, dude, like it needs to be an organic conversation. Like, granted, we could have people on here who probably have like big platforms and stuff like that, but what's the point if it's not gonna be an organic conversation? Like, we literally just having you on here just to use you. And that's gonna come across in the conversation, because we really don't have nothing in common with a lot of these people.
Right.
So it's, and I mean, and it needs to be genuine too. That's another thing too. I just say it needs to be genuine. And if you're gonna do a solid for somebody, I mean, it's the same way with business and in life. If you're going to do a solid for somebody, do it because you want to, not because you're expecting to get something on the back end of it.
Right.
Because that's where you ended up mad. Because, I know I'm kind of like the default person when people got questions about like podcasting and stuff. But when people hit me up about this stuff or whatever, man, I'm just like, I mean, I had no problem with helping whoever, because people have helped me. I've had other people like help me or whatever. But I have no problem with helping whoever. But I'll be doing it expecting for you to be like, hey, well, I helped you out or whatever. So you mind having us on your next episode or something like that, which it would be nice if some people would offer that. I ain't saying no names, but it would be nice if some people would offer that. But I just Maybe just look at it from the fact of, I was just doing it because I was trying to help you. And plus, we probably don't maybe fit in with your audience.
Yeah, because we don't really be talking about like relationship stuff for real. I mean, we may touch on it because it's just the comedy happens inside of it. I don't care about like the, you know what I'm saying, the like the sexual things, because everybody doing that these days. And we probably talk about celebrity relationships, but you know, we just take the comedy out of it. But I don't like dive into all that gossip bullshit like that. But I don't really care.
Yeah,
Everybody's opinions, like Will Smith's Entanglement, because that shit was just funny.
it's the joke that keep going.
Right, because everything, like, dang, just like your head says, was an entanglement. That shit, to me, that shit just funny. Like, that just her own running joke, man. Like, as far as a personal lives goes, I'm not finna analyze it. I'm just gonna say what I think.
I
Look.
mean, and that's what I mean. That's pretty much what people are doing on like shows that talk about stuff like that. They just giving you just their opinions of what they think or whatever. I know sometimes people have gotten mad at me on her because I'm just like, man, I don't know. I wasn't her, and I don't really care.
Right.
But
Talk about other people's opinions on it. Like, why do they care so much on that?
right,
Like,
it's just like, dude, there is no way that y'all could care this much about some people that y'all don't know.
right, remedial.
And I just think that, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is or whatever. But I will say this to people who maybe think that like a show like ours maybe don't fit in or whatever. Like, maybe, I mean, dog, we're really diverse. I mean, me and B can and have talked about some of everything on a number of bases or whatever, stuff like that. But I think, somebody that made me think about, I remember when we first started this podcast, somebody who I work with, who I was working with at the time, listened to it. They said, yeah, they said, man, this the Seinfeld of podcast. I'm like, what you mean? They're like, man, because this show is about nothing. Y'all just get on here and just talk for like an hour and then be like, all right, y'all, bye.
Right. I mean, that's true. You got to think about it, because we can't, like, we can't have it. I think people try to model their podcasts off of other people's, and then it just be like the same. Like, I'm gonna tell y'all, like, we be like, man, what topics we got to talk about? Oh, we just got these two. I guess we just done, and some other shit just pop up.
Yeah, and it just start making you think about like other stuff as you talking. But that's what happens when you just being yourself and everything's organic, rather than, all right, we got to do this episode. So, what's the hottest stuff I heard to talk about? Like, we rarely even talk about like the hottest stuff.
Right, because everybody, you probably didn't already heard it. You might want to know our opinion. That's why we tell y'all to email if you want to know our opinions about the shit. Because, look.
Right. Because otherwise, we probably won't hit it. We like, you done just heard like 50 other motherfuckers tell you what they thought of. And like, I don't know how different of an opinion we can have than them.
Right, I try not to model a podcast off of somebody else. I just want to do the own thing and see how that clicks.
Yeah, because it ended up being robotic. And then on top of that, the biggest thing with this podcast and stuff is be yourself. And then have fun with it. Like even with me sometimes on like the other show, maybe talking about like serious stuff and stuff like that or whatever, I still enjoy kind of like diving into that. And you have to you got to enjoy it, because that's gonna come across in your voice. Because I've stopped listening to podcasts rather, because I'm like, dude, I'm listening to the host and I'm like, this motherfucker sound like they want to be anywhere but there.
Right, and like, yeah, I guess if y'all haven't can tell by now, we just some ignorant motherfuckers. I'll just be straight up. Like, I remember in the past, I didn't talk about my relationship because I'm ignorant, man. I'm just trying to tell, man.
That might be the title of the episode, because I'm ignorant.
Right, I'm just an ignorant motherfucker. Yeah, somebody even emailed and was mad because I was talking. I shouldn't have shared that, but I'm like, man, these celebrities be sharing stuff. Do you email them and tell them not to talk about something? Like, damn, like, I just thought this shit was funny.
He's like, I'm ignorant.
Yeah, my wife knows something wrong with me, so it's just it is what it
is. Hey, man.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell people.
Oh man, hey man, I remember that episode, man. That episode was, man, my jaw was dropped, because I know we have been talking about like the issues and stuff like that, like on text messages and pre-production. It did, like, well, the show started fine. We going through hitting our topics and. Dog, it was like an atom bomb. Like, that's why I feel like we need to have like video all these things instead of just talking, just vocally through Skype. Like, because if you would have saw my face when you was talking, I was like, I took my headset off so many times and kept on putting it on. I'm like, this nigga still talking about this.
I'm like, this kind of like must see TV. Man, let's go about this. Listen, I want the shame. I mean, she wrote back in an email, but that's usually how it goes. Because I mean, that's just the mental, man. I just be getting angry. It was an outlet. We had the outlet. Like, maybe I was just opening up for everybody's opinions. Maybe I thought the males was gonna come out and talk. Like, yeah, I know how you feel. I just can't say this shit live. You said exactly what I was thinking.
Nigga, you see my ass shut the fuck up. I was like,
hey, if you got a place, if you need a place to sleep tonight, I got you.
Oh shit, nigga. I'm looking around, dog. And what was fucked up about it was, it was funny rather. I remember, because this when I found out that my wife actually listened to the podcast.
Oh shit.
Dog, because like she was riding in her car and she was playing it, and then she came back and then she was like, so I heard y'all podcast. I'm like, oh, what you mean Uptown? And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, what you think? She was like, yeah, I heard the recent one. I'm like, okay. And it's still like clicking in my head, and she like looking at me all inside my head. She was like, don't let Brandon get you fucked up. I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh shit. Nigga. I like, Dog, I had totally forgot about we had even talked about that on her. Like, I was like, what is you talking about? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Hey, man, I hate to do this, dog. We got time to hit one more topic.
Oh, shit, I was done. We was just kind of rambling. See, y'all, that's what I'm talking about.
I got, because it just made me think about, well, it made me think about a couple of things, this conversation. Number one, you talking about, like, when you said, which I agree with you, yeah, we just ignorant. Black men be getting kind of, like, you know, labeled with being ignorant and closed off and closed-minded and stuff like that. It's just us as a people. I think, and this is going to sound bad, I think us as a people, we just all just ignorant. Like, but it's kind of like the funny ignorant, like, well, we can and will make a joke about anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dog, black women be like that too. It ain't just us black men. Black women be, you know, they be having their ignorant moments too. I listened to a couple of y'all podcasts and I heard some black women getting ignorant about some shit. So don't just be lumping us in. Don't just be saying it's black men.
Yeah, one podcast, somebody be doing the left eye like voice, or was it the T-Bob's voice from the House Party 3? And like, why are you talking like that?
But and another thing I wanted to hit, do you watch Marriage Boot Camp?
Don't tell me you talked. I wanted to hear. You talked about it before. I think a while ago.
Yeah.
And I saw Joe's podcast about Tahiri and what's his name? Vado?
Yeah, Vado. Damn, I thought you was about to fuck it up, nigga. I was going to laugh real bad because I know you was going to call him something stupid, some other kind of Mexican shit. You was going to call that nigga hombre or some shit. You disappointed me.
I should have. I was about to say Vato. I'm like, that's not his name.
But yeah.
I'm on TV and then Daz is up there. That's corrupt. I'm tripping.
That's corrupt, man. Man, everybody was sitting there watching, but man, it's twofold, dog. So let me just start by saying this. He should not have put his hands on her. Yeah. He shouldn't have put his hands on her or whatever. Who knows if they made him go and sit down up in there. Like, I would have been like, dude, I'm not sitting down there by her. Now, do you know what led up to that?
No.
Okay, so they was doing like one of them exercises on the show or whatever, where they be trying to work on like their relationship and all that. Anyway, it's after the exercise and everything. So him and Tahiri are having an argument, having a back and forth. And I guess like he kind of like acted all nonchalant or whatever, just blowing Tahiri off. So Tahiri picks up like some, I think it was like some apples or something, and started throwing it at this nigga. Like, I think she hit him in the face with like at least one of them apples. She threw two apples at this nigga, like hard, close range.
Dang.
And you see Vado just sitting there, and Vado's a New York nigga. He's a rapper. And you just see, you know, kind of like that rage quickly flash on his face. And then he had to calm himself down because he like, you know, you have how you gonna initially react, because just on impulse, somebody throw something at me and hit me, like I'm taking off.
Especially that apple, man, that shit hurt.
I'm nigga, right? So you've been hit with one of them too. So just your initial reaction of I'm taking off. And then especially like with, not to bring race into this, but with being black. With being black or whatever, you know, we got certain rules. Don't put your feet on me. Don't throw nothing at me. And don't spit on me. All three of them things.
Definitely don't nigga, spit on
me. Nigga, all three of them things, you might get your fucking face ripped off if you do any of them things. So that happened. And then, you know, Vado was sitting there. And he was kind of like, you know, I mean, I think he had that. I'm not him, but I'm speaking for him. It's kind of like you had a reaction of like you angry. And then you kind of like had that reaction, like, you know, and it might be just like testosterone driven or just like, you know, like some, you know, caveman shit. But you had a reaction like you did this. Not only did you do this shit, you did this shit in front of people. So now I gotta look. So now I feel like I have to do something because I feel like other people in the house gonna start trying me because they think I'm a punk now. Now, he shouldn't have put his hands on her. I feel like he should have had went and talked to like one of the doctors or something like that or whatever, or like one of the hosts or like producers, be like, nah, cut. Nah, we need to go ahead and settle this shit or whatever. And basically, he ended up like while she was talking, he ended up choking her. Now, granted, I saw people on social media like, oh my God, we must protect black women at all costs because, y'all black men be hurting us. Like, granted, he should have put his hands on her. And they're like, oh my God, all them other black men in the room and didn't nobody get up and do nothing to him. It was a black man who actually broke it up, who pulled him up off of her. One of the
Right.
hosts. Now,
Security, so I think the security tell them not to jump in for legal reasons.
So it's kind of like, and I see everybody focusing on Votto or what Votto did. And again, what Votto did was fucked up. Don't put your hands on women. But I'm also of the school of don't put your hands on anybody. Nobody should be doing anything violently towards each other, especially. Man, y'all motherfuckers like 30, 40 years old. Why is y'all sitting up throwing shit at each other? Y'all can't talk y'all fucking problems out. If y'all can't at least talk y'all problems out without getting violent with each other, then y'all shouldn't be together. That's just the end of the story.
A girl throws something at me, she probably got some heat behind that. Like she probably like I got brothers or something like that that's gonna whoop your ass. I don't know. I gotta th I'm gonna think. I'm like, but throwing a fucking apple at somebody, man.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like, look, Slim, don't throw nothing at me. If you mad at me, cuss me out, do whatever you got to do, but don't be throwing nothing at me. And I see a lot of people talking about the end result of what Votto did, but I'm like, dog, we ain't talking about like what got her. Like, are we still on that shit or whatever? Just like, her actions are inexcusable because what he did was wrong, but what she did was wrong too. But ain't
Right.
nobody really talking about what she did. And I'm like, dude, they was both wrong in that situation. Like, can they both be wrong?
Yeah, they just like, I don't care what she did. He should have never put her hands. I was like, oh, okay. Well, they both.
That right there is my biggest problem, B. I feel like we have this toxicity in our community. And I promise after this, I'm gonna get off my soapbox and we can end the episode. We have this toxicity in our community to where I don't know if it's, well, it has to be upbringing, but it's just like upbringing and just like, a certain gender gets to do whatever they want to do. And there ain't no repercussions of it. And you just supposed to accept whatever I do to you because you a man. And if you say something like, hey, man, don't do that, like, I remember one time I told a chick that she said, because she was saying some really wild, out the way shit to me. And I was trying to not say nothing back to her because you know me, once I start talking, like I'm gonna go and keep on going. And plus, I already know where your trigger points are, and I'm starting right there at the trigger points. Like I'm dropping a bomb the first time I say something. And she
Right.
was like, and she was just and she was just like talking shit to me, talking real crazy to me. And I'm just like, hey, could you not talk to me like that or whatever? And I'm just being honest or whatever, because at this point I started taking therapy. Now, if she would have called me earlier in life or whatever, I would have had just made her ass cry by just going off with her, but going off on her. But she's talking to me and saying all this crazy out the way stuff to me. And then I had to stop her. And I was like, hey, that really hurt my feelings when you talk like that. This motherfucker said, you bitch ass nigga, what the fuck you doing with feelings?
Ooh, he was like, oh, okay.
Nigga.
That
Nigga.
light, aha, game on.
But you know what though? And that's when I kind of like realized, I was like, oh, there are just some women who are just raised up to who are just raised up to just think that men don't have feelings. And that could be because maybe they didn't have any father figures in their life, or maybe they did have a father in their life, but this motherfucker was just doing what most black men do. They just keep on taking it and taking it and taking it, and then they just act up They just lash out randomly from time to time instead of just saying, "Hey, hold up, we need to talk about this. When you said XYZ, it made me feel this way." But you have so many people who think that that shit is cute, like, you know what I'm saying, like hitting on niggas or niggas hit you back or whatever, stuff like that. And you'd be like, "Oh, that shit cute." Like, that's how I think. Who was that? Drea, that chick Drea from, I think she was on one of like them Atlanta Housewives or Love and Hip Hop shows, but she was talking about the Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez thing, and she was just like, "Oh yeah, like yes, that's the type of man I want. I want a man who if I try to leave him, he gonna shoot me. That's the type of love I want." And I'm like, "You ignorant bitch!
No, you don't want that shit.
You don't want that fucking type of love. You don't want that love where you keep on pushing a nigga buttons and you find that shit sexy when he saw flipping out on you."
So check this out. Speaking of Drea, mm-hmm. You know Rihanna dropped it from that line.
Yeah, dude, for saying that ignorant shit.
You gotta think about who you under. Like, Rihanna went through an abusive relationship. Yes, she bit. And she hit Chris too, but you know, still.
Not excusing it, because shouldn't nobody be hitting anybody.
Right. So she been through it. So she understand what Megan going through. Yeah, Megan may have, but Megan saying she ain't touched Tory. So I don't know.
Right.
But
and that's up to him. And it's just kind of like with situations like that, who would know unless it's like some kind of video evidence? Or unless you was actually there and saw it play out live in front of your eyes.
Right. We saw the Vado and Tahiri thing, but we didn't see the Megan. Well, did we? Was it on camera? We just know she got shot in the foot, and he did it.
I thought he shot her at both feet.
I don't know. When was that Cardi B video shot? Was that before this all happened?
It had to be before all this happened, because I would think it was before all this happened, but who knows?
Yeah, that video was nice.
Hey, man, shout out to them. Man, shout out to them and a big fuck you to all these motherfucking people out here clutching their pearls about it. Like, this the reason why women don't like to have sex with a lot of y'all dudes out there, because whenever they display their freaky side, y'all make them feel bad for it.
Right. The artwork was like, yes. But look. Okay, let's get this out the way. First of all, yeah, the song ain't for us. I'm going to say that.
Exactly. Second
of all, they not role models. Your kids shouldn't be watching that stuff. You should probably, like, block that out for them. They adult role models, to be honest with you. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I had to say. Stop dogging the video, talking about us in poor taste. No. A lot of women like that video because it's giving them confidence. Like, yeah, maybe they giving them confidence to hit the gym or explore something else for their men.
Exactly. Or maybe be a little bit of free and stuff like that. Now, granted, I did see some people like, "Oh my God, Cardi B sitting people back because she had that line up in that song talking about I don't cook or clean, but I got this ring." It went something like that, and she like, "See, she telling people that it's okay for them not to be able to do wifely duties and stuff like that." And I'm like, if you taking advice from Cardi B, then you got a problem anyway.
Look, and you didn't really listen to the whole song either. She told you why she don't do none of that stuff. So granted, she probably get cheated on. But yeah, she already said, yeah, listen to the song again.
Nah, it's just like, it's a fun record. It's a fun record. Like, let people have fun. Let people enjoy themselves. Because, as B said, we ignorant. So, I'm sure it'll be some ignorant shit that's going to come out like in a week or two that's going to maybe fit your taste of ignorance.
Right.
Just give it some time, dog. Don't nobody be fucking with you when you having fun.
Right. I had fun watching Meg Thee Stallion doing the splits in that video. Look, it is what it is.
Hey, dog, was they kissing each other when they was laying down on that floor together?
Shit, I don't know.
It like they was kissing, like them tongues was touching, dog. I got kind of excited for a minute.
Cardi B got that long ass tongue. I don't know.
That motherfucker is like crazy. Like, that motherfucker look like surgically enhanced long.
Right. I'm like, your snake tongue ass on. You better touch the underneath your chin.
Oh, man.
Especially, yo, that's why she not cooking and cleaning. She can wrap it. Never mind. That's too far.
I mean, but hell, we grown or whatever. It's just like, let's not act like it's a bunch of motherfuckers out there who get married because they actually love a person. People get married for a bunch of different reasons.
Oh.
So it's just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Talk about, oh, she making fun of the sanctity of marriage or whatever. Like, y'all motherfuckers been making fun of the sanctity of marriage. Like,
just sanctified marriage anyways. To where all these rules come from? Because, like, as an atheist would tell you, Adam and Eve weren't married. Who married them?
It came, I think a lot of it came from, as with most things in society, people projecting their views and opinions on people. And as we've seen with a lot of these people, especially like in the religious world, you be having people that project their views on people, but it's kind of like, yeah, when I was saying all that stuff, I was saying, y'all need to do that, but I ain't gonna do none of it.
Right. Because if we got to go back in time, like, who was married back then?
Mm. Mm.
These kings and queens, were they really married?
Mm.
And who made it to sin? Because,
and on top of that, and this may get us canceled, but we need a little controversy.
Controversy.
That stuff in the. I mean. That's something that's stupid. I mean, y'all do know that the Bible was written by man, right? So anything written by man is going to have man's influences and opinions in it. So the Bible has definitely changed over time. I think we can all agree with it from when the Bible was first created on the first printing press or whatever and stuff like that. It stands to reason, like with most things, like with information or whatever, like, you know, like you have somebody tell you one thing and then by the time it make it through about like 30 different hands, it get back to you. The story be completely mutated into something else.
Mm-hmm.
It stands to reason that that's the same thing that happens with the Bible. Now, I ain't saying don't believe in God and stuff like that or whatever. Me personally, yes, I do believe in God or whatever. But I always tell people all the time when they try to, like, tell me or whatever, I'm like, look, dude, when all of us die and we, you know, you go up to the pearly gates or whatever, God ain't gonna ask you shit about my sins. So why is you so worried about what the fuck I'm doing? So yeah, man. So I know we got to go ahead and get up out of here. So B, give the people some parting words.
Hey, I gave y'all some parting words about marriage. There you go. Take that. And I ain't telling y'all to go out and do some scandalous stuff. I'm just saying my thoughts on it. Like, right. Where did it originate from and why? Like, because if you go back in time, like, none of these people was married, but they couldn't have been. Because there was nothing written in stone. No pun intended.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, man, y'all just be safe out here, man. Be safe out here and just, you know, don't argue with each other. It's okay to listen to what somebody has to say and listen. Instead of just listening just so you can find one flaw in the argument and then argue about it. Just listen. Hear them out. And even if you still don't agree after that, that's cool. You're not going to change people's minds. Everybody ain't going to agree with you. That's cool. But we got enough going on in the world than to be arguing with people we don't even fucking know on the internet.
Right.
Yeah. But for Uptown ENT, I am Low. For my man B, we up out of here.
Peace out.